The information presented is for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are not necessarily the opinions of any Daikin company. This information should not be confused for accounting, legal, medical, or other professional advice. Please seek advice from a qualified professional for any specific questions.
Welcome to the Accelerated HVAC Success Program. My name is Ben Middleton. I'm the National Sales Training Manager for the Goodman, Amana, and Daikin brands. Today, I'm joined with Michelle Thomas. She is the CEO of A1 Certified Services. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So the first question I ask everybody is, how in the world did you get involved in HVAC?
So I am second generation HVAC. My father started back in Florida in the 60s when it was water to air units that you'd tap a hole in the aquifer over at the beach. And that's how you did evaporative cooling and lose evaporative cooling when tide went out. And, you know, that transgressed into he became a dealer. Or distributor. I think it was Carrier or Brent. I can't remember. Okay. Early 70s. And he disliked working for corporate America. So he became a contractor. And my mother was his bookkeeper. And we grew into one of the largest HVAC companies in the Volusia County, Seminole County, and part of Orange County area many, many years ago in the 70s and 80s. The recession hit, the housing market hit. Mm-hmm. I, of course, said I will never work for my parents again in 1983. And I left and took my own route and went into corporate America and college and got a degree in supply chain and traveled all over the world in consulting. So about 12 years ago, my parents said, hey, we want to retire and you're our 401k. And I was like, oh, okay. Because I kind of was looking at opportunities outside the U.S. I'd been asked by certain West Coast big tech companies to come out there and work and kind of laughed at that. But the one in France really sounded interesting. I could live there for a few, you know, years and be okay. But that gave me 2 years to decide. And I hadn't been in air conditioning at that point for 25 years. Mm-hmm. You know, if my AC broke, I called my dad and said, hey, fix it. And he did. And that was that. So they gave me 2 years to think about it. I thought about it. I realized that my supply chain background was going to be of value. Mm-hmm. I realized that going from corporate America, which I was living in and used to that, to a small business was going to be night and day. I didn't realize how many hats I was going to wear. And that's how I found myself as an HVAC contractor 12 years ago.
Well, that's just a fascinating story. And I think there's so many places we could go just in that alone. But I also have to ask the other question, why Daikin?
So growing up, again, going back to my dad, I'll never forget when heat pumps came out. Mm-hmm. So I had to be elementary school, junior high-ish. So mid to late 70s, early 80s, I'll never forget the first heat pump coming out and my dad drilling a hole in the side of my parents' house in Florida and left it open during season in Florida, which is hideous. And a rattlesnake came through the house. And, you know, I just kind of was like, okay, but it was Carrier. I believe it was Carrier that he was installing then. And he's used brands all over the years, mm-hmm. Carrier, Bryant, and Lennox. When I came on board in 2012, they had left Amana for a while and they went over to Lennox. I didn't like the tactics from Lennox. And I was reading about the technology that was coming forward with the Daikin purchase. It hadn't yet occurred. It was in process at that point. And I'm more of an innovator. I want to step out on the ledge. I want to do something that's going to bring value to my customers. It's going to bring health and safety and comfort. And ease of use. So I set this very direct North Star. And I said, this is, you know, if I'm going to take this over, this is the direction we're going to go. And I want to find the best product that's going to meet all those pieces. And Daikin was it. And it has been a fantastic product. I have it in my own house even. Mm-hmm. Going to be my next new house. but it has just, it's been phenomenal. And, you know, I am a heavy fit user, a heavy fit person. Mm-hmm. That is my top selling product. My customers that were innovators in the beginning when it came out have been gracious about, you know, letting people know, because so many people haven't seen side discharge. Oh, that's a mini split. No, that's not. So they've been great about, you know, retelling their story and how great it's been and, you know, how it's saved them energy. I personally am an educator of the product. I have proof with my power bill. So my unit went in the week before the freeze last year because, you know, the owner gets it last, of course.
Sure.
So my unit went in the last of December last year. So it's been a year now. And the first 2 months I tracked $354 in utility savings.
Wow.
Since then we are over $1,200 for the year. So when I'm out presenting to the customer, and of course, you know, they're asking me when they haven't heard about Daikin, I'm like, you have, but they're part of the Amana Goodman. And I explain, much like the Toyota Lexus. Mm-hmm. It is Toyota Lexus. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I always get confused on those for some reason. I said, it's much like the Toyota Lexus. I said, Daikin's Lexus of the group. And I said, they have a premier product. They are about the technology. They are about the safety of their customers. They are about the air that we breathe. Mm-hmm. And I use the same thing. I talk to them about how their homes are biosphere, because it truly, truly is. So it's just been an amazing product, and it's definitely brought us out above and beyond other people. So that's why I chose Daikin.
You know, before we started this podcast, we were chatting a little bit, and you talked about an award that you just recently won. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So we are a long-term TVA energy right contractor. Like, my father signed up for that program 14, 15 years ago. And my father's deceased now. He died about 5 or 6 years ago. But the TVA energy right program is all about energy efficiency. And they're using ACA-backed methods with air sealing, duct replacement, insulation. Because we know, again, going back, the house is a biosphere. Mm-hmm. This is where you live. This is where you breathe. And 80% of your time is spent here. But they, over the last 2 years, we have won top contractor of the year, which is over multiple states in the Southeast, Alabama, Georgia, Kentucky, all of Tennessee. This year we won top in customer service. Last year we won top in weatherization, reducing people's power bills. So very exciting time. Something I set up as my North Star, and we hit it. And just when we hit it, it was like, wow, it's taken a while, but we got here. We've got here. So, and it's been a blessing. It truly has. You have to look at things differently. My father couldn't see that. He was old school HVAC. You know, he could fix anything. He could do a great duct system, but he couldn't conceptualize integrating technology with it. Mm. So for him, it was quite interesting when he finally handed off the reins. One of the things he said to me was, actually right before he died, he said, you know, you can do this on paper. And I said, there is no possible way you can do this on paper and succeed. So that's how we got there. Guidance from him and direction, and me striving for very high standards from mm-hmm. my team. My expectations are high of what we do. And they know that I wouldn't want anything done in anyone's home that couldn't be done in my home with the utmost quality. So.
You know, as we look into 2024, we're at the beginning of a brand new year.
Goodness gracious.
What are some of the, maybe the cautions that you see for 2024? What things are you looking at and saying, hey, these are some things that may be a challenge?
So everyone who went through 2023 will probably say the same things. July of last year, you know, everybody knows in the Southeast, that's season. I mean, mm-hmm. you're full swing. no one was in full swing. Any of my competitors, I spoke to different vendors, everything. They were all in the same position going, what's going on? It was 62 where I lived. I had on a sweatshirt in July. Highly, highly unusual. What I'm really anticipating for 2024 is, I believe with the current state of economy, with the transition to R32, I think we're going to see some caution in purchasing. People don't know it, and we're going to have to educate them to get them to understand what's coming and how it's coming. You know, as this comes along, I'm getting a lot of questions about, are gas furnaces going to be removed, because I'm in a gas furnace area.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're in for a flat year. I mean, I truly, truly do. But you can offset that in various ways. And that was one of the things I tried to do to circumvent the seasonality of HVAC, was going to home performance.
Okay.
So I just don't see the big bump. And I think that's been indicative all along with all the conferences I've been to and whatnot.
What do you see as tailwinds as we head into 2024?
If they actually come to the table with the Inflation Reduction Act, if that was supposed to be released last year, I was in huge meetings in Kentucky over this with the TVA group.
Mm-hmm.
I was in meetings in Sacramento with the national, and I can't even think of their name. That's another conference that I do. It's for energy efficiency across the United States for low income.
Mm-hmm.
So they all thought it was going to come to fruition in July. And by July, I said, this isn't happening. I think that's going to be one of the things that will keep us moving. The rebates, of course, from Daikin. Mm-hmm. That is one of the biggest sellers that I use. Plus the energy company rebates. So the TVA Energy Right program that I'm in, for example, if we do a heat load and a fit fits within this system or their range that mm-hmm. they give us based on our heat load, that customer is going to acquire another $1,500 back.
Right.
Along with the $1,300. And if the Biden Inflation Reduction Act comes into play, there could be another two on top of that. So it's going to take a $14,000-$15,000 system down to about $7,000. And I think that's our tailwind at this point. We definitely already have two of them in place with the Daikin rebates and along with the energy efficiency rebates from TVA. Even if we don't hit that heat pump level and it can only be on heat pumps, we still have anywhere between $300 and $700 from our rebate, our Energy Right program to give to our customers in HVAC, either on AC or heat pump.
So last question I'll get into, last part of our conversation is, obviously there's the big refrigerant transition that's happening this year. Why R32?
R32 is going to be our best bet at this point. I'm a little nervous about the, what is it, 454B?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes. I always get those numbers inverted for some reason. I'm a little bit nervous that so many other contractors, or not contractors, manufacturers have moved to that position. Kind of makes me nervous about what inventories I'm going to have to keep stocked. I personally am looking forward to the efficiencies once they come out. I want to see what they actually do,
mm-hmm.
Because I believe that Daikin will be able to utilize it in a way that other companies will not be. And it also amazes me that why are they using R32 in other countries, but not in our own? What's driving that? That's huge to me. So if it's more efficient, more cost efficient, why would you choose the higher alternative? Is it a manufacturing function? It probably is, because what I'm hearing is we're going to have some manufacturing retooling with the mm-hmm. the 32, but we're going to be using less refrigerant. So in my opinion, it's the way to go.
Do you have any last words of advice or comments for all of your fellow contractors that are out there across North America?
Breathe. We're going to get through this. You know, we're seeing acquisitions of small businesses left and right. You know, I'm called constantly. And You know, you really have to take a look at yourself and make sure this is something you want to do to transition out. I'm not ready. There's still some things I have to do. I still have a 10-year game plan, and that's what we're working towards. So breathe, take stock, reevaluate, plan, do, adjust. And, you know, that's part of the Japanese culture, the plan, do, adjust. That was part of being in supply chain. So it's something that I have instilled within me. So,
Michelle, thank you so much for joining us. And if you like this program, please make sure to hit the like button so we can bring you more episodes like this one. Also, make sure to hit the follow button so that you're notified of all of the upcoming episodes that we have. Michelle, thank you again.
Thank you.